Good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to Him for that. Let me encourage you from the book of Hebrews, chapters 10 and verse 22 and 23. The writer of Hebrews writes, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." Hallelujah. What a beautiful passage that the writer exhorts us to draw near to God. My dear brothers and sisters, every new day and each new day requires a fresh renewal of our dedication to the Lord. The strongest of Christians can be drawn away by the pressures of daily living, and we are vulnerable to the lusts of the flesh and the eyes, as well as the subtle temptations that that constitute the pride of life. That is referenced in 1 John chapter 2 verse 16. The warning of Scripture is clear. If you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Referenced in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12. God must always have his rightful place on the throne of the heart. Nothing in life, not job, not your business, not recreation, not even family, should have the top priority of our daily concerns. Anything that replaces the Lordship of Jesus Christ can become idolatrous and cause us to be susceptible to a spiritual disaster. We must each day say, "I am thine, O Lord, and I need you all the time." So it's very important that we reflect on that, and very important to draw near to God, give him the top place in our lives. Even before we begin any day of doing any chores, the Lord would expect and anticipate the private time that you spend with him, the quality time in prayer, in meditation that you spend with him is highly recommended and very dear to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what he encourages us to. You know, Fanny Crosby wrote a beautiful hymn that I love, and I grew up singing it when I was a young child. And my grandfather used to sing it, my parents would sing it, the churches would sing it. And a beautiful hymn called, "Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side." Let that be a prayer today. And say, "Lord, no matter what the confusion and the clutter and the chaos may be ahead in the day, but I want to be drawn closer to you. Because the scripture says, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Honor God, and he will honor you." Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. Today, Lord, we want to bless you from the bottom of our hearts. As we, your people, those who are bought by your blood, filled by you with your Holy Spirit, draw nigh to you, come closer to you. Abba, Father, you will reveal yourself unto us in a greater measure. I pray, Lord, that in these end time days, we will be prepared. We will hide under your pinions. Lord, you are our refuge. You are our strength. You are our buckler. You are our shield. Your name is a high tower in which the righteous will run and hide themselves in times of trouble. I pray, Lord God Almighty, we know that the scripture says that perilous times are going to come ahead. O Lord God Almighty, and therefore I pray that you will hide us under your care, preserve us, protect us, provide for us, and prosper us, because we are your heritage. We are washed by the blood of the Lamb. And Lord, we are your bride, and we are your church, and we give you the praise and glory, honor and dominion and power and authority. Even today, Lord, as your people step out to their jobs and to their businesses in running the errands for the day, I release your anointing upon them. Your grace and your glory will abound upon their lives. You will bless them, enlarge their territory, increase their borders, take away every pain from their midst, O Father. And I pray that you'll keep them from the evil one in Jesus' name. I also lift up the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. Lord, we know that sickness is not from you. It is the will of the Father to heal his church, heal his people. And healing is the bread of the believers. And therefore, I release your anointing of healing upon anyone and everyone who may be grappling, O Father, with any form of sickness. I take authority over that demon of infirmity and cast it out in Jesus' name. For there is victory in the blood of the Lamb, and there is power in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. We thank you for healing your people, O God. Thank you for your wholeness. And we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.